Hi, good Erev Shabbos. It's such a great honor to be able to share maybe a thought, a machshava, ahead of this week's parsha, Parshas Ki Tse, especially with such a wonderful chabura of growing girls such as yourselves. And it really is a big zchus to be a chelek of this growing group. You know, this time of year, so much is going through our minds. New academic year, Rosh Hashanah around the corner, Elul, the shofar we're hearing, the parshias of Devarim, and this week's parsha specifically, Ki Tse. All these are on our mind, and I'd like to maybe share one thought that springs to my mind when looking at Parshas Ki Tse. We know that Ki Tse ranks as number one, as the parsha with the most mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are so central to our lives. It colors everything that we do. All our yomim tovim, all of our waking and sleeping, everything is with the backdrop of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs actually are from the word tzavsa, connecting us to the borei olam. And the Ramchal writes that actually, if you can imagine like a ball of light with 613 pinholes to allow that light through. There's Torah, and that Torah shines into our lives through 613 portals. That's really what a mitzvah is, tzavsa, the connection. But when we look at the mitzvahs in the Torah, the mitzvahs are actually scattered in a very strange, specific way. We know there are 613 mitzvahs, but those 613 mitzvahs are actually bunched, the majority of them, 75% of them, are bunched up into only 6 or 7 parashiyos in the Torah. If we look at the 5 books of the Torah, the second book, Shmos, has Yisro, the giving of the Torah. Straight after Yisro, we have Parshas Mishpatim. In Mishpatim, we have dozens and dozens of mitzvahs. First time we see mitzvahs like as ordered. And then we have a bit of a break. We have a break, and we have then in Vayikra, Toras Kohanim, we have 4 parshias, which also contain a very high volume of mitzvahs. Achremos, Kedoshim, Emor, and Bahar. Many, many, many mitzvahs. And then it's almost like the Torah takes a break from mitzvahs all the way to Devarim. To Devarim, where we see in the middle of Devarim, we have Re'eh, Shoftim, Ki Tse, hundreds and hundreds of mitzvahs, culminating in Ki Tse, which has got the most phenomenal number of mitzvahs, many, many, many dozens of mitzvahs. Between these parashiyos, there are over 400 of the 613 mitzvahs. Yes, you have a few in Sefer Bereishis, and in Parshas Bo, you have half a dozen or so. Yeah, you have them around, but in concentration, we have in these 6 parshas, and the Ramban at the beginning of Parshas Bahar wants to understand what's going on over here. Why is the Torah structured in such an interesting way, where we have a group of mitzvahs in Shmos, even greater group in the middle of Vayikra, and then a massive group in the middle of Sefer Devarim? What's going on? And the Ramban says, actually, there are a few different brisin. He says, Bris, there was a bris in Chorev at Har Sinai, and that is Parshas Mishpatim, and that kind of extends to Toras Kohanim as well in a way. And then we have Bris Arvos Moav, which is a second bris. What's going on over here, says the Ramban. Something very, very interesting, and I think is so instructive for me in my life, and teaches me so much in terms of what my Avodas Hashem is. Actually, it's all about the ups and downs of life. Mishpatim, everything is pristine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Torah. These are the Mishpatim, a few different rules, and that's it. What happens straight after that? The Egel Azov, we mess up. We mess up. Comes along HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, you know what, Torah's Kohanim, I'm going to give you now many more mitzvahs. It's clear that we need a more complex relationship. The fragile, innocent relationship has been broken. We now need a more intense description of the mitzvahs, of the chiyuvim. with, at the end of Torah's Kohanim, the end of the book of Vayikra, we have the Tochacha and Bechukosai. We have 49 klalas. And then what happens? Bamidbar. We start messing up again. The end of Bahalosacha and Shlach Lacha, the Meraglim famously. Then Korach and the Bnos Moav. And that leads us to Sefer Devarim. And in Sefer Devarim, suddenly we get many, many more mitzvahs in this week's Parsha specifically. Many, many, many mitzvahs to very clearly define the way in which we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a huge tochacha at the end, with a double tochacha. The tochacha in Torah's Kohanim was 49 klalas, and the tochacha in Devarim, in next week's Parsha Kisavo, has got 98 klalas, and that is the structure of the Torah. Says the Ramban, the Torah is about having a relationship, and then things get in the way, whether because we do them, we mess up, or because things happen to us. And then we have more rules and a more complex relationship. It's not pristine anymore. And we have clearly defined for us what our avoda has to be. We need it more clearly defined. And then we mess up again. And then, once again, it's got to be even more mitzvahs, a more complex relationship. But this is Ratzon Hashem. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Torah Miloshon Yoreh, to teach us. It's teaching us something important. It's the biggest lesson of Avodas Hashem and what our tachlis in life is. Mitzvah, tzavsa, to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the way in which, it's the highway in which we connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But our life works like that. There is always like this new job, a new relationship, a new opportunity, and it all looks beautiful, and there's energy, and it's pristine, it's going to be great, and suddenly something happens, either because we do it, or because it happens to us, and life gets messed up, and we get frustrated. What happened to our original drive, and it was going to be so great, and now it can't be, and now it's not going to be, and actually it is. It's not the way we thought it was, but now it's suddenly, we're more experienced, it's deeper, the relationship is deeper, the Havana is deeper, and that is the ups and downs of life. And that is what the Torah is teaching us. You know, Esti and I, we were zoche to a number of children, and one of our children was actually born 16 weeks early. Imagine 16 weeks early, a 24-weeker. We were living in London, and Baruch Hashem, this was a while ago, 15 years ago. And it was a very, very challenging, very difficult period in our life. And someone, again, the details is not for now. Baruch Hashem, was an unbelievable journey. It was a journey of emunah, of community, and for another time. But someone stupidly asked, and I was told that the word stupid is a bad word here in America, so I'm going to try not to use it. But someone asked me, would you rather it never happened? You know, it's a silly question to ask. Would you not rather it never happened? And when I relayed to Esti the question and we spoke about it, it's so pashut. Firstly, it's Ratzon Hashem. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. This is what we needed. But secondly, we see the depth of life. Life is more three-dimensional. It's more meaningful. Changing our persona and depth in our relationship and our Havana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Darkei Hashem and building the relationship through Tefillah. There's so much we gain through it. So much we gain through it. Is it the way we imagined our year to be? No. Were there many sides? We went into debt and everything. We lost jobs. Yes. But at the end of the day, we gained so much in terms of our life, so much. So this is the ups and downs of our relationship. It's the ups and downs of our life. I want to share a little mini story. I'm sure everyone knows the story. It's a gorgeous little story. But it's a story about a Rebbe who had a chassid, and chassid comes up to him and says, Rebbe, I get so angry. You gotta help me. You gotta help me. I get so angry. And the Rebbe says, you know what? Go and sit in the antechamber. I need to think about how to answer you. And the Rebbe turns around to the Shamas and says, the Shamas, Yankee, there's a guy there who thinks that he gets angry. I want to see for myself. Please test him. So the shamus goes up to the guy waiting in the antechamber, and he trips over him, and he spills coffee on him, and he squashes his hat, and he pushes him over. And the guy just smiles and smiles and smiles. And the Rebbe calls in the guy and he says, Dear Chusid, tell me, you told me that you get angry. And I don't understand. I haven't seen a halavai. I should be as calm as you are when things happen to me. So he says, No, Rebbe, you don't understand. You made a mistake when you told your shamas. You left the door open. And so I knew it was all a test. So if it's all a test, it's all a test. So the Rebbe turns to the Chassid and says to the Chassid, Ah, you think it's all a test? Well, everything, I've got news for you. Everything in life is a test. Everything in life is a test. I was thinking, actually, our journey in life is an impossible journey. It's a famous kasha in the more intellectual books on the Rambam. Sorry, I'm on the Rambam, but really, I read it in a book on the Rambam, which is that the Rambam wrote two books. Well, he wrote a number of books, a number of Sfarim. But one sefer that the Rambam wrote is the Yad HaChazaka, which includes Nid, Sefer Hamada, Sefer Ava, all the halachic works, and that was his main sefer. But he wrote another book, we all familiar. The other sefer that he wrote is Maran Avuchim, a very difficult book, very complex book, but there is a stira. There's a stira between the two books. That in the Yad HaChazaka, he says, the opening words of the Yad HaChazaka is, that our objective, Yesod is for Amud HaChachma, is Leida Es Hashem, is to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our job in life is to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so many of the mitzvahs, why is there a mezuzah on the door? Because whenever you walk in and out of the door, you'll be able to be Pogeya, the Yichud Hashem, you'll hear Hashem, you'll see Hashem, you'll meet Hashem, and you'll remember that your objective is Leida Es Hashem. Everything, in fact, Sefer Hamada, it's all about Leida, is to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then you open the Maron Avuchim, the first third of the Maron Avuchim. There are three sections of Maron. The first third, first section of Maron Avuchim is all about how unknowable HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. How whatever we do in life, we will never know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, we can't even say anything objective about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All we can say is that he's the Ein Sof, and that his Chachma is not like the Chachma that we know, and his Gevura is not like the Gevura that we know, and his Koch is not like the Koch that we know. And all we can say is what he isn't. We look around the world and we see, this is what Hashem isn't. Right? Maybe he acts in certain ways, but who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He's unknowable. So on the one hand, the Rambam is saying that the whole objective in life is Leida Es Hashem. On the other hand, it's clear that there is no way to be Yodeya Hashem. And I saw something really beautiful that I can think is MS. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unknowable. Lo Yirani Ha'odom V'chai. We cannot know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But our whole life, we have to strive nonetheless to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo alecha hamlecha ligmar v'lo ato ben chorin hibotel mena. That is what life is about. Life is about knowing that there is no end. But our avoda is to do everything we can to do the impossible. And I think that's part of the ups and downs of life. That's part of the tests of life. We don't see the end goal. But we know that this is the avoda. The avoda itself is in the journey. The ups and downs of the Torah. So many mitzvahs are here in the Torah to show us that there is an ideal at the beginning, and then the luchos get smashed, and Adam Arishon does a chait, and there is a pristine ideal, but there's always going to be stage two, stage three, stage four. There's always going to be a shvarim and a trua. After a tekiah, there's always going to be the first ideal, and then there's going to be a yerida. But that yerida ultimately is for more depth, is for realness, is for kesher, is for relationship, is to do the rotzon habori. And that is when I'm looking at Parshas Ki Tzetze and seeing all the many, many mitzvahs in Parshas Ki Tzetze, I'm reminded of the structure, I'm reminded that the Torah generally is teaching me about the ups and downs of our relationship with the Borei Olam, and how the downs really are what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants the depth of that relationship. There's nothing as whole as a broken heart. you know, and that's part of our avodas Hashem. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.